This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House updates on Israel amid several new developments and ceasefire discussions. Anita Powell reports from the White House.
The White House says that Israel is ready for a ceasefire after 6 months of brutal fighting, but that Hamas leadership is unwilling to meet Israel's terms and release some of the hostages seized during the October 7th attack on Israel, which provoked an Israeli military campaign that has flattened much of Gaza. Jake Sullivan is National Security Advisor of the United States.
There could be a ceasefire in place today that would extend for several weeks to be built upon longer if Hamas would be prepared to release some of those people. So let's train the attention where it belongs, which is that the world should say at this moment to Hamas, it's time. Let's go. Let's get that ceasefire. We're ready.
Family members of some of the American hostages met with White House officials Tuesday to press for their return. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Britain's Ministry of Defense released footage on Tuesday, which it said showed its army loading aid onto a military aircraft and dropping it over Gaza, according to a statement released by the MOD. Britain joined eight other nations in an international large-scale dropping the essential aid. Participating countries include Jordan, Indonesia, United Arab Emirates, Netherlands, France, Germany, Egypt, and the United States. Turkey and Israel have announced trade barriers on each other as the other relations deteriorate further amid the war in Gaza. Turkey said it is restricting exports of 54 types of products to Israel with immediate effect. Israel responded by saying it is preparing a ban on productions and products from Turkey. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron met with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Washington and former U.S. President Donald Trump in Florida to help push for a new aid package for Ukraine. He's urging Republican lawmakers to stop blocking the Ukraine aid. VOA Cindy Sain reports from the State Department.
Republican leaders in Congress to bring Ukraine aid to a vote as soon as possible, pointing out that the U.S. has been sharing the burden with its allies on the war effort.
The United States has done extraordinary things for Ukraine. Our European partners and others beyond Europe around the world have done even more over the last 2 years. Military support, economic support, humanitarian support. So there's genuine burden sharing and carrying the load. We need to continue to do our part.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has refused to call a vote in the lower chamber on new security funds. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Europe's highest human rights court ruled Tuesday that its member nations have an obligation to protect their citizens from the effects of climate change. VOA Jeff Custer with more.
The European Court of Human Rights sided with the Swiss Association of Elders for Climate Protection, a group of 2,500 women with an average age of 73. The court ordered the Swiss state to pay the association about $87,000 in damages. Climate advocates are excited about the ruling. Co-director of the Climate Change Litigation Network, Lucy Maxwell, told Reuters News Agency the ruling sets a good precedent for other communities filing similar lawsuits.
The court's ruling in the Swiss case is of huge significance because it affirms that the European Convention on Human Rights applies to the climate crisis, that governments have legal duties to act, and they've upheld the right of people to go to court and challenge their government's weak climate action.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The Arizona Supreme Court has delivered a landmark decision in giving the go-ahead to enforce a long-dormant law that bans nearly all abortions. The law revived Tuesday drastically alters the legal landscape for terminating pregnancy. It's also the politics of abortion access front and center in the battleground state for the 2024 election and partisan U.S. Senate control. New York City will move to end its contract with a medical services company hired to house and care for a recent influx of international migrants. The move follows scrutiny over the firm's costly deal with the city and the quality of its humanitarian services. Mayor Eric Adams' office on Tuesday said the city would not renew its contract with DocGo.